I was walking down the street one day, and for no particular reason at all, I started to think to myself, you know, I think we're always becoming more like who we really are inside. And I know that we're all searching for someone who's going to keep us safe from the tide. Because the tide comes rushing in and the walls are closing in and the dam breaks and your head aches and your heart aches. But maybe that's just what it takes. So I don't think we ever really change. I think we just become. Reminded me of that slow train coming, and we can hear ourselves fading and humming. So you go ahead and go your way. Having become so much more like ourselves than we are today.
Good afternoon. This is Norman. Just Norm. And it is Saturday, August the 30th, I think, 2014. It's about 4 p.m. I am running in West Central Florida with a feels like heat index of 103 degrees Fahrenheit. Actual temperature 94 degrees with humidity of 85%. There are some dark rain clouds look to be moving my way. I don't know what to make of them, but we'll see. Certainly, I would not bemoan a little rain on this run, but I've just started, so I'm not at my wit's end yet. So how are you all? I hope you're well. You hear me walking now because I'm doing a 2-1 ratio. And I'm on the quieter of the streets that I will be on. I've mapped out a route to take me in a combination through neighborhood side streets and main thoroughfares for a 10-mile loop. Sounds a bit aggressive, doesn't it? 10 miles. And yeah, today I'm chasing a number. I've been chasing that 10 for the past few weeks and fueling that desire is jealousy. I see many of my friends in the Runnette community, knocking out 10 and 20 milers. And while I am not a 20 mile kind of guy, I certainly am a 10 to 15 mile kind of guy, and I'm getting jealous. I blame the heat for not being able to get it. On one hand, it could be an element of blame. On the other, it could be my mindset. Our mindsets are sometimes our greatest ally or our greatest enemy on the run. I was even speaking with my wife before I got out here and told her that part of me feels like I should put my head down and push through and get my 10, and the other half of me is the dread of the heat. And that might just actually be what's holding me back if I'm going to swim in the middle of those two thought processes. I guess the fine line is where I decide to forgive myself and saying, well, this is okay. I got this much in, which can be a godsend, but it can also be a detriment. Let's start this one. I think key will be keeping a steady pace and trying not to lollygag around with pictures and or squat breaks, which I do stop and take a squat every once in a while on my runs, especially in the dog days of summer. Tuesday, I was on the Triple C and had quite a sprightly run. I covered 5.5 miles, but I felt like there was some quick to my step. Not in terms of the numbers pace, but in terms of energy and enthusiasm. Thursday, I was able to conjure up some initiative and get back out there on 3C, but there was no sprite in my step that day. It was trudge and drudge to get 5 in. I wasn't sure if I would record on that day, but I did forget my Sony at home. So what I was left with was my iPhone and or the earbuds. Well, my iPhone and the earbuds, because that's my preferred way of recording. And I actually did make a recording in which I described in detail what I was seeing along the run. Try to give you some guided imagery, take you along with me, and have you keep me company as well. I kept it concise, and I got 30 minutes of quality material, I felt. But when I went to listen to it back, it seems like 5 minutes in, the old familiar muffle returned, and the recording was unusable. Hello, sir. How are you? There's a gentleman gently ambling to his mailbox for inspection. I am making the cul-de-sac of Whisper Court. So far, I feel okay. I'm not paying a huge amount of attention to my heart rate or pace. So let's look. This shows me with a heart rate of 134 and an average pace of 1452, which you have to take in consideration. Walk breaks. So I think while my heart rate seems to be right about where I should be, I'll try to scale it back a little bit. Because if it's where it's supposed to be now, what's it going to be in about 5 or 6 miles? Right? I am now southbound on New York Avenue, and I will catch Dexter Drive westbound in just a few steps.
I don't know who you are. I see where you cover those scars. Ain't no use looking at stars if you count on them giving up clues. No telling what the world has in store. We're fighting our personal wars. I haven't been checking the score. I've been mixing my primary. My reds and my yellows and blues. And if I start singing out loud, will it help me stand out in the crowd? They tell me that I should be proud.
So I'm coming up on about a mile and a half now. On the other side of a pause, there is pretty good cover of the sun. I wouldn't say that all the skies are gray, but I have a nice big gray cloud directly blocking the sun right now with a soft breeze across my face. A quiet neighborhood street and just maybe starting to have the first inkling of endorphin release. It just felt good, just for that moment, to be aware that I was running and experience a glimpse of peace, which is what I almost certainly pursue. I feel like I've been a bit disconnected from social media this week because of life, you know, work at home, kids, and fatigue, and all the things we all run into. I mean, that might not even be the case. I might not have been as disconnected as I feel now. When I look back, I feel a bit distant from all my social media friends. I feel like there's a lot more enthusiasm and participation in social media boards. Again, that could just be a Norman hang-up. Alright? Maybe there's some element of truth to it, because I really have pardoned the Dakota truck. I really have not been too engaged in social media for the week, as my mind has been busied and full. Not with anger or frustration or sadness or anything, just it's been a thinking week. But we all know I tend to overthink things, but a little bit, don't we? I've been keeping up with podcasts that I enjoy. I'm currently caught up with our esteemed luminary and colleague in running at the University of Glory, Carlos Castillo. I am up to date with the father of fervor, Kevin of Gwyn, and as well, the representative of Run, Mr. Bailey. I don't think there's anything new that they have out that I haven't heard. I did hear a podcast this morning from Steve Runner, who put together a nice episode of Fitbidations, in which he looked back over time with snippets of intervals representing the life and times of his endeavors. Was good. It brought to mind for me how interesting it is for us to look back at where we were and then compare that with where we are now and just see what fleshes out, see what pans out, see if we've grown, regressed, stayed idle, whatever the case, it's just a nice measuring stick. One that I don't use myself. I'm not a look back kind of guy. That doesn't make it right or wrong for anybody. I'm just kind of a in the present and maybe a little too much in the future kind of guy. And I'm trying to curtail the in the future aspect. In other words, looking ahead and creating situations that may not even come to pass. I'm having some really good success with that, though not perfect. It's called being a human being. I think that I've become, at least for this week, a little bit more aware of what societal influences do in that regards. I think that if we're not careful, and I'm not trying to say we should walk some tightrope, but to some extent, if we think things through and decide whether we're going to allow or subject ourselves to societal thoughts, ideas, and norms, we should measure that with what our beliefs are so that we don't let ourselves get down a bad road. Does that make sense? So say, for example, this is one I'll probably wave back and forth. Hold on, here's some cars. Let's pause. Okay, that was a quick pause. But say, here's one I waffle back and forth on. A movie. Say you want to see a movie. You most likely will select it based on what your preferences are. Who am I talking to, me and one other? We all have different preferences in life. Drama, comedy, science fiction, documentary, whatever. And say, for example, we pick a movie and we start to look at what it's about. As we look what it's about, if it becomes apparent to us that we are going to watch a movie with a theme that doesn't, let's say for a cop drama. I used to like cop movies quite a bit. I can't remember the last time I watched one, but I always loved cop TV shows and cop movies. Don't know why. Never wanted to be a cop. Instead, I became a firefighter. But let's just take that for an example. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, sir. How are you today?
Good. How about you,
I'm hanging in there, thanks. Thank you, too. Hi. Wasn't that nice? Some friendly people. But I've said it before, I'll say it again. That almost just makes the run worthwhile right in and of itself. So, cop movies. What are you gonna see in a cop movie? Well, it depends. Lots of bang bang, shooting them up, killing people, arrests, justice, corruption. Well, I don't know. You might want to watch that for the entertainment and walk away and say, wow, enjoyed. Wiping the sweat from my eyes, that's why I had to stop. I enjoyed that story, and I'll leave it as such as just a story. Or you might say, well, I think this is going to be a lot about killing and corruption. And those are things I don't want to dwell on because in real life, I see that all around me. So why would I ruminate on those kind of things or reinforce them that they're happening? You know what I'm saying? Maybe I think too much about it, but it's kind of how I go about it. That's just a vague, loose example of societal tendencies and their influence on our lives. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Now the skies are black, and now the rain is coming, and now there's threat of lightning. So today is not my day. I have looped around and will find some roads that will take me back home to safety. And I will close out the week with a total of around 15 miles. Five today, five on Thursday, a little over on five on Tuesday. So, I'm sorry we didn't get to talk some more, and I'm sorry that I may have rambled on nonsensically, but this is what it is. The road is paved. How is that phrase? The best laid plans? The road is paved with good intentions? I don't know. I'm not much of a quote kind of guy either. I guess I'm a different kind of guy. In any event, that's just Norm. This will be a shorty. And we'll see you guys out on the road when next I'm out there. I love you all. Bye-bye.